All right, good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate State Affairs Committee. We'll call this meeting to order. Let the record reflect that it is 3:32 p.m. on Tuesday, February 25th. Let the record also reflect that we have a quorum present today, our Vice Chair Coghill, Senator Wilson, Senator Kawasaki, and myself, Senator Rivak. Staffing the committee today is Ms. Carrie Cooper-Ryder, Nate Williams, moderator, and Ms. Betty Tangeman, my committee aide. I'd like to remind all the folks in attendance today to please mute your cell phones. Today we have a number of items on the agenda. I really appreciate the committee bearing with us here. We have a pretty packed schedule. So on the agenda we have SJR 14, constitutional amendments, votes needed for veto override. HB 56, established Hmong American Veterans Day. SB 101, March 12th, Ashley Johnson Bar Day. HB 109, military children's school residency waiver. And a committee substitute for SB 169, license plates, Council on the Arts. And SJR 14, since we have no time to waste, we'll get started with SJR 14 proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to actions upon veto. This bill is sponsored by the Senate Judiciary Committee, and I'd like to invite Senator Coghill and his staff, Sean Ayers, to come forward and present the joint resolution. Please introduce yourself, Ms. Ayers, and
Mr. Chairman. If I could open, and then I'll have her read the sponsor statement on that. Is that right?
Absolutely. Senator Coghill, please.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for, first of all, hearing the bill. And I know this is just to introduce the concept in front of the committee. And my intention is to have a deeper dive into the really what turns out to be a balance of power question. And it became apparent as we moved through the last session that the legislature had a significant challenge on the minority-majority and the governor's voices being balanced out in what I would consider the people getting to have their best voice foot forward. It became apparent to me as a judiciary chairman that the Constitution is meant to protect both the majority to have their voice and the minority to have their voice. But it was always contemplated that the people's voice would have a chance to rule. Last year, probably for the first time in my remembering, a governor with a minority of the legislature was able to challenge a significant majority of the people of Alaska. And so this bill came forward on that account. So what I'd like to do is just have Sean Ayer just read the sponsor statement. I'll make maybe two or three comments, and then if you want, we can just go ahead and put the bill aside. But I wanted you to start thinking about the structure of what we're trying to do here. Mr. Chairman, if you could just have her go ahead and read the sponsor statement, that would be
thank
nice.
Thank you, Senator Coghill. Ms. Ayers, please put yourself on the record. And
for begin. The record, my name is Sean Ayers, staff to Senator Coghill. Mr. Chair, SJR 14 lowers the threshold for overriding the governor's veto of appropriations to two-thirds of the membership of the legislature. This sets the standard veto overrides of appropriations in line with the existing threshold for non-appropriation vetoes and mirrors the majority of other states in the nation. The Constitution of Alaska gives the governor more power than any other state. He appoints his cabinet, the attorney general, boards and commissions, judges, and board of regents, and appoints two members of the redistricting board. Few state constitutions grant as much authority to the governor as Alaska does. This is because most of the other constitutions were written with a history of tyrannical or corrupt executives in mind. Alaska is the only state or territory in the United States that requires three-fourths of the legislature's membership vote to override appropriation bill vetoes. It is essential that the constitutionally granted separation of powers, the legislative and executive branches, be beneficially rebalanced.
And Mr. Chairman, if I might.
Yes, Senator Coghill.
Sponsor statement sets a stage, in my view, that we are, in fact, the only state in the union that has a three-quarter override threshold in our Constitution to override the governor's veto. And we only have it on appropriations. The reason for that, the best I can tell, and it's in looking through our Constitutional Convention minutes, it's not real clear, but the conversation was around that the Constitutional Convention delegates wanted a very strong executive branch in order to make the case for Alaska back in Washington, D.C. And they wanted to have the voice so strong that they could bring the government with them as it was being formulated, which I think was totally appropriate. We were at a time in history in the 50s and in the 60s where the balance of states' rights and the federal government were a huge discussion. It was right after World War II, and there were some real questions on states having voice. But Alaska was even an outlier on that account, in that in order for us to get anything from Congress, we did it by simple petition, which was we had to ask for permission to get something. The governor of the state of Alaska was an appointed governor and was one of the weakest governors in the United States as a territorial governor. And so the petitions were quite often just shelved. So I think the reason for having a strong voice coming from Alaska was that we had a big geography and a small people to speak for. They wanted that strong governor. This actually does not diminish the power of the governor. What it does is it gives the legislator now more voice in overriding appropriations. And why should we do that? The people of Alaska, it is contemplated in our Constitution, speak not only directly through voting the governor, but they speak in a representative democracy, which we have set up as a government. When we say we the people, it is contemplated that all legislative power would be vested in the legislature from the people. The threshold is very high, and in my view, was demonstrably throttling back a significant voice of the people. Overriding the governor should never be something that's thought about lightly, but this leaves a two-thirds threshold, which I think is still very, very high. And so this still gives the governor significant authority, but it puts the voice of the people of the state of Alaska through their legislature in a much better position to challenge the governor on one of the major policy issues that we have to deal with on an annual basis. So I hope you'll think about it. There are many, many other things to say. There are certainly many arguments I'll be willing to take on. Probably the one that I'm going to hear most of is that this is against this governor, and I'm going to say absolutely not. This governor certainly highlighted the question. There's no doubt about it. But it's not the first time in my legislative career that I've seen this issue brought to us. And there are two places where three-quarter votes become kind of interesting and problematic. One is the Constitutional Budget Reserve, and one is the override of the governor. And both of them have presented challenges. There's no doubt about it. This one, though, in the single most authority that the legislature can forward, and that is appropriation power, in my view, needs to be rethought. So I'm just putting it on the table for discussion at this point.
Thank you, Senator Coghill. I think what I intend to do now is see if we have any questions from committee members, and we will we'll put this bill aside for further consideration at a later date. Do we have any questions from committee members? Seeing none, thank you, Senator Coghill. Thank you, Ms. Ayers. Well done. All right, up next is HB 56, an act establishing May 15th of each year as Hmong American Veterans Day. I'd like to invite Representative Garen Tarr and her staff, Carla Hart, to please come forward, put yourselves on the record, and tell us about the bill.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm Representative Garen Tarr from District 19 in Anchorage.
I'm Carla Hart, staff to Representative Tarr.
Mr. Chairman, thank you so much for the opportunity to present this bill to you this afternoon. It's fun to present to you because you have this unique opportunity as someone who voted on the bill in the House to help support the bill in the Senate now too, so that's very fun. But this bill would establish May 15th permanently in the state of Alaska as Hmong American Veterans Day. And the folks here in this committee have been great supporters of our Hmong veterans, but just as kind of a reminder, they participated in the Vietnam War in the portion that we call the Secret War. The Hmong soldiers were recruited to help our American soldiers and were of great benefit to the United States because of their knowledge of the local area. That's one of the things that was made it so dangerous for our soldiers was unfamiliarity. And I wanted to thank Mr. Lee, a neighbor and leader in the Hmong community, who has provided some photos and maps for us that are out in the hallway if anyone's interested. To show the location and has some photos of the two soldiers working together, the American and Hmong soldiers side by side. And as a result of that service to our country, they had been promised veterans benefits upon arrival in the United States, and some of those things have not been completely followed through with. We have in the state of Alaska passed some legislation to honor their service through commemorative license plates and then also through a veterans designation on their driver's license. This act would make this permanent holiday, and when I hear from neighbors about this, I think it's both important to acknowledge the service and honor that service, and it means something in that way, but also the fact that it would be this permanent holiday in Alaska gives the community something to, you know, help with the next generation to understand why they've come to America, what their service meant for those that will pass on. And I just wanted to share the May 15th date. There was a legislative research report that said the U.S. government kept the secret war in Laos confidential until 1997. On May 15th, 1997, the U.S. government publicly acknowledged that it had supported a prolonged air and ground campaign against the North Vietnamese Army and Viet Cong from Laos, and in honor of the Hmong and other combat veterans from the secret war, dedicated the Laos Memorial on the grounds of the Arlington National Cemetery. As a result, May 15th has become a historic date for Hmong veterans since it represents the first time that the United States government officially and publicly recognized the contributions of these soldiers who fought alongside the Americans during the Vietnam War. And so we hope to move this bill along and honor that service in a more permanent way. And I know the folks look forward to having that opportunity, you know, to recognize their service on an annual basis. So really appreciate, again, the opportunity to present to you. And I will just point to the packet. I always compliment Mai and Mr. Lee of their neighbors, but they run an organization called Hmong Community Alaska, Inc. And when they've asked, you know, how do they do advocacy, I've said, well, you know, one of the things is helps that to show there's a lot of support for a piece of legislation. And so they went out and collected hundreds of statements of support. And I know we don't want to print all of those out so that everyone has copies, but I know they're online. And just want to say thank you for them for that kind of advocacy and organizing. And I think just shows that there are a lot of people interested in seeing this bill move forward. And I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Representative Tarr and Ms. Hart. This time, I'd like to ask committee members to hold their questions. We'd like to hear from Mr. Pastor Lee and Mike Song. And so I'm going to invite Mr. excuse me, Mr. Lee and Xong. I have you both on. Maybe we could hear from Mr. Lee to start out. Are you there? If you could please put yourself on the record and begin your testimony.
Yes, today is February 25, 2020 at 3:45 p.m. My name is Pastor Lee. I am the leader of the Hmong American Veteran in Anchorage, Alaska. I am calling to support Bill HB 56 to establish Small America Veteran Day and announce on the calendar, because we celebrate every year on May for 7 years now. We lost a life of the Hmong American veteran from the CIA during the Vietnam War, Indochina, in the Ho Chi Minh trial. Since February 28, 1961, to May 15, the end of the war, 35,000 died, they have cemetery, but 11,000 died, no cemetery. Total 46,000 veterans exactly. But we need only May 15 to celebrate for hour and to pass away. And the reason why General Wayne Powell and Chief of CIA, they left on May 14, 1975, because during that time, the Patel Lao communists, they took over in the Lima side, 28 in Longchang, they can left first. But also, May 15, 1995, we passed one bill in Washington, D.C. And they can, like us, engineering power, we can put one stone and one tree going in the National Cemetery in D.C. Depend, we want the May 15th to be Hmong America Veteran Day. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. Mai, would you like to put yourself on the record? Do you have anything to add?
Yes. Hi, my name is Mai. Mai Zhang. First name is, last name is X-I-O-N-G. I'm with the Hmong Alaska Community Inc. and I live in Anchorage, Alaska. I'm calling to support HB 56 to establish Hmong American Veterans Day. The reason why we want the Hmong American Veterans Day is because we've been celebrate for 7 years now. On May 15, it's been 7 years now. That's why we wanted to put it permanently on the calendar so we can celebrate all the veterans that passed away and the ones that still alive. The CIA and General Wayne Powell left on May 14, 1975 because of Communist Party Lao took over the secret base in Northeast Laos. And the war ended in May 15, 1975. All of the U.S. soldiers left Laos. And also they left so many Hmong veterans, 46,000 Hmong veterans died. Also, I wanted to thank you, all the senators, all the representatives, to pass this bill this year for our Hmong veterans. And we hope that everybody will come dry May 15 this year so we can sign the paper at the paper into the law. The governor will sign the paper into the law in May 15 for the ceremony. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mai. Excuse me. I will just add that you mentioned in here that tens of thousands of Hmong folks were killed during the Vietnam War while helping the American soldiers there. We understand that it was more Hmong were lost in the Vietnam War than were American soldiers. And Mr. Lee, I really appreciate, I've attended the ceremony several times. And I really appreciate your service. Getting to know you a little better is really eye-opening. I know that you were wounded several times, fighting in support and saving the lives of American troops, as well as your Hmong friends and comrades. We just really appreciate your service and all that you continue to do in your community. Thank you for that. And with that, do we have any questions from members of the committee? Okay. Thank you again for your testimony. Is there anything further that you'd like to add, Representative Tarr, Ms. Hart?
No, I really appreciate your time today, and for the other veterans, just express gratitude for your service as well.
Thank you, Representative Tarr. At this time, we will open public testimony. Public testimony is open on HB 56. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify? Seeing none, I don't see any online. So we'll close public testimony. Public testimony is now closed. For the record, there has been 10 fiscal note submitted from the Department of Administration. And with that, I'd like to see what the will of the committee is for this bill.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to go ahead and move the bill from committee, but I'd like to make a comment first.
Absolutely, Senator Coghill.
Of the whole range of days that we have picked, this would add, this would be number 12 of 11 that we deal with on either military, veterans, commemorations. It just goes to show that in Alaska, we are going to honor people who have both served in and helped America, from everything from PTSD to veterans to Pearl Harbor Day, and just all the days that we have here. And this would be, I think, number 12 of just dealing with how we remember those who either fought for or helped in this country's stability. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we move the House Bill 56, version 31LS0338, version A, from committee with the with individual recommendations in the attached fiscal note.
Thank you, Senator Coghill. Is there any objection? Seeing none, HB 56 moves from committee. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the paperwork. We will go back on the record for SB 101, an act establishing March 12th of each year as Ashley Johnson Barr Day. I'd like to invite Senator Olson and his staff, Seth Beaver, to please come forward, put yourselves on the record, and tell us about your bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and distinguished members of the committee. My name is Donald Olson. I'm the senator for District T, which includes the hometown of Kotzebue, where Ashley Johnson Barr was living at the time of her unfortunate tragedy. With me today is Seth Beaver, and he is the person that is going to be presenting the bill. So with that, you want to go ahead and the bill.
SB 101 establishes March 12th as Ashley Johnson Barr Day.
I think you want to introduce yourself.
Oh, first. Sorry. my name is Seth Beaver. I'm from Kotzebue, and this is my first time testifying. So, thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. So, SB 101 establishes March 12th as Ashley Johnson Barr Day to commemorate the life of young Ashley Johnson Barr, who was taken from this world too soon at 10 years old. In unimaginable time of grief and loss, communities across the state and nation join the family and friends of Ashley in support. While loss is overwhelming, there's comfort in knowing progress can be made in ensuring that other children will not encounter the same tragedy. SB 101 aims to bring light surrounding tragedy. Establishing Ashley Johnson Barr Day brings awareness surrounding violent crimes committed against children and highlights that individuals hold a moral responsibility to make sure Alaska's children are protected, in complementary to the annual sexual assault awareness resolution that passes the legislature every year. Additionally, it brings awareness to the missing and murdered Indigenous women across North America. 83% of Alaskan Native American women experience violence in their lifetime, a percentage we desperately need to reduce. Honoring Ashley's life by wearing her favorite color, purple, volunteering for child abuse prevention organizations, and celebrating the liveliness and youthfulness of Alaska's children, all appropriate ways to spend Ashley Johnson Barr Day.
With that, Mr. Chairman, we're available for questions.
Thank you, Senator Olson. Mr. Beaver, well done. Excellent first time. Do we have questions from the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Coghill.
First of all, thank you, Senator, for bringing this forward, and thank you. Well written, by the way. And probably the thing that rises in my mind is certainly in your home area, this is going to be quite a community remembrance. Is there groups or organizations that will help kind of spread this throughout the state that can help us? I think you're right. That's going to give us the reason to speak about it. But have you made any other efforts with any of the organizations in Alaska to bring this topic up during this March 12th time frame?
Mr. Chairman, through the Chairman, Senator Coghill, we haven't done exactly that to try and get it out there, but it's one of those things we plan on trying to do. The push right now is to try and get this established so that on her birthday, which is just in 2 weeks or so away, to try and get it so that the family can get behind something that people that have also lost children can get behind this and make it so that the awareness and the perpetrators can be put on notice that violence like this, especially towards somebody as young and innocent, will not be tolerated, and that we will try and get ourselves as a state off the statistics that shows us as one of the worst states to live in if you're a child at risk. And so because of that, we're bringing to you now with that emphasis, but it's certainly a noble effort, and we want to continue to make sure we are headed that direction, because it's a very sensitive issue.
Couldn't agree more. And as somebody who is not only a dad but a grandpa, I can see the need, and it's a way of turning a birthday into a day that we can help other ways. So keep me posted if there's anything I can do to help. I think it's going to be important that it goes just beyond your area. So just for
absolutely, I mean, the Mr. Chairman, if I could.
Yes, please, Senator Olson.
It's as a physician and having worked in this, you know, tragedies like this are far too common, and it's not just the places in rural Alaska that it happens. It happens throughout the state and throughout the nation, for that matter. But we as Alaskans have seen the numbers far, far too high, and the tragedy far, far too deep for something like this to not go unnoticed. And it has put certainly an emphasis of trying to get the message out there that perpetrators should be on notice, as the governor has talked about, in public safety to make sure that we can get this on the record and get it passed out. And if there's, if you asked about anything you can do, I can, Mr. Chairman, with your indulgence, I can make a suggestion.
Thank you, Senator Olson. Any other questions?
I think I could help on one.
Brief it is. On the record, for the record, I'm going to hand over the gavel to Vice Chair Coghill while I go present a bill that I'm sponsoring to the State Affairs Committee in the House. So thank you, Senator Coghill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And what we'll do at this point, Senator, if it's all right with you, we'll go ahead and get the public testimony. And there are three people here that I think could vote on this thing once we get the public testimony. So why don't we go ahead and do that? We have some folks in Kotzebue, the first one looks like the first one that got online was Lewis, is it Hagel, in the city of Kotzebue. Can you hear us, Lewis? See if your phone's on mute, if you can hear us. So Lewis, is it Pagel, P-A-G-E-L?
Okay. Now can you hear me?
I can hear you very well now. So good. Put yourself on the record and give us your testimony on this Senate Bill 101.
Thank you. Yes. My name is Lewis James Pagel. I'm from Kotzebue, Alaska, and I'm calling today in support of Senate Bill 101, establishing March 12th as Ashley Johnson Bar Day. We realize that this is a huge tragedy, but in light of that, when we look for positive things to come from tragedy, this experience really showed how people from all walks of life could come together. Never in my life have I seen such an outreach for an individual, you know, a little girl that no one from around the state knew. I mean, we knew her well in Kotzebue, but we saw support from all across the state. And as the search went on for Ashley, it spread instead of dwindled. And we got support from across the nation and other countries as well. And so it is my hope that establishing an Ashley Johnson Bar Day doesn't just bring awareness about violence against children, but also acts as a reminder of how humanity can come together and show compassion for one another, even for people they haven't met, and to reinforce the ideal that there's much more good in this world than bad. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to testify today, and hello to my buddy Saft over there. We got to introduce the bill, and thank you, Senator Olson, for supporting this bill.
Mr. Pagel, thank you, and it's all very well said. Greatly appreciated. Next, we will go to Anthony. I might get this wrong, so correct me. As Carvalho? Carvalho?
Yes, close enough. Can you hear me?
Yes, put yourself on the record and give me the correct pronunciation. Thank you.
All right. My name is Anthony Carvalho. I'm from Kotzebue, and I am here to support Senate Bill 101 to establish Ashley Johnson Bar Day. And I'm very happy to see that this bill already has some bipartisan support, because this should not be political in any way. For over 15 years, I have been an advocate, and I've worked on many funding proposals and projects related to sexual assault and supporting victim services here in Kotzebue, including our local child advocacy center and our family crisis shelter here in Kotzebue. It is often very hard and stressful work, and we deal with many sad stories, as Kotzebue is in a region of the state that has the highest rate of felony sexual assault offenses. Yet the story of what happened to Ashley has been the saddest I have had to deal with. Her father is a friend who was my son's special education teacher and for several years, and there was just no kinder man you can find. Ashley Johnson Bar Day would not just be about remembering this sweet girl from Kotzebue. It is about raising awareness and starting meaningful discussion about Alaska's children's welfare, their well-being, and working together to address the challenges that some children face here in Alaska. Now, unfortunately, some of these challenges include sexual assault, domestic violence, dating violence, stalking, and kidnapping. Additionally, for children who survive sexual assault, they often deal with serious mental health and other health-related issues that can last into adulthood and whose trauma can even affect future generations. I also, you know, feel the need to add that according to the latest Alaska Felony Sexual Offense Report, Alaska Native females like Ashley report as the highest victimization rate of any gender or racial group, comprising 42% of all reported victims in the state of Alaska. Now today, I'm calling as a father, I'm calling as someone who has worked and advocated on issues around sexual assault, as well as being the chair of the Kotzebue Advisory School Council, representing the school Ashley attended, that I again ask you to please support Senate Bill 101 to create Ashley Johnson Bar Day, as it will help to recognize all victims of sexual assault and their families. Moreover, it will help to bring other stories of sexual assault into the light. These stories will be very hard to hear, but no matter how hard, people need to hear them, as it will help to continue to raise awareness of the widespread nature of this very evil issue of sexual abuse and assault that continues to affect Alaskans and our children. Thank you for this opportunity to speak today in support of Senate Bill 101. Thank you to Senator Olson. And if I could just add really quickly to address a question that came up earlier, Manilik Association, through partnerships with the Alaska Children's Trust and CDVSA, has already done some outreach around the things with Ashley Barr and in coordination with the family. So we have already started some small things. Thank you very much.
Mr. Caviglio, thank you very much. I think that was well said and good testimony. And thank you for your continued efforts to work across Alaska. Now we go to Scotty Barr, who is the father of Ashley Johnson Barr. So, Scotty, put yourself on the record and give us your testimony, please.
Good afternoon there, Mr. Chairman and Senator Olson and his staff, as well as representatives and any other senators over there. My name is Walter Scotty Daniel Barr. Known as Scotty Barr. Everybody knows me as Scotty. Excuse me for a minute. Let me. I'm calling in today as a father of Ashley Johnson Barr. I want to just say thanks to Senator John Olson for bringing up this bill, and I want to support it in many ways now to bring not only awareness for children around our region, around our state, anywhere around our nation as well, to help prevent and more prevention, more awareness, but more action to of these kind of offenses from the perpetrators that has done. And so, happening Ashley Johnson Barr Day on the 12th of March every year on a calendar,
mean so much to our family. I will bring more stories to light the shed of these kind of violent crimes for others. You know, children are going to be asking, how come they have this this name on the calendar? And people will be able to go to at least tell a story about what happened in our community of Cotsville. But not only for our community, you know, she has, during the time for Nate, she has touched thousands of lives all over our region, our state, our nation, and worldwide. You know, she brought so many people together during the time. And, you know, we had lots of love from everybody else, and we still get to continue support from people around the state, around our region, and from companies and organizations here in Cotsville. You know, this would be a great deal to hopefully one day stop this epidemic that's been going on for decades and decades and decades, years, a long time ago. So I'm hoping that this will pass and bring more families a little more light to their heart and a sense of relief. I just want to thank everybody that supported this or that's going to support this and that gave us a little more insight of what happened and what's going on, from FBI agents to local and state troopers, all the search and rescues, and the Governor Walker and his staff, Governor Dunleavy and his staff, as well as all the senators and representatives in Juneau. I just want to say thank you guys so much for this. I appreciate all you guys' hard work that you guys do every day. Thank you.
Scotty, thank you very much. And we only can sympathize with your deep, deep sorrow. And we know that there's a lot of people around Alaska that share that same deep sorrow, not only from your great loss, but also from voices of young kids who never do get a voice. And so maybe with this day being named, that voice will become so loud that people will just have to deal with the scourge that has hit our land. So thank you very much, and please accept our deepest sympathy, and we share your heart, and probably in passing this along, we'll do whatever little bit we can do to make sure that this doesn't happen as much anymore. So
I agree. Thank you so much.
That's all the testimony we have. Is there any last thoughts from the sponsor of the bill at this point?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the bill sponsor, certainly was the heartfelt issue that you could sense with the father there. And this is an evil scourge that we are dealing with, and it's a battle that we must continue to face every day. And with this day being named in her honor, it'll be one of the things that brings it aware, so we aren't afraid to talk about it, aren't afraid to go ahead and go after the perpetrators to try and end this epidemic of evil doing that's so pervasive in our land.
I think we'll join you in that effort. So, any other comments from the committee at this point? Senator Kawasaki, you want to make a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
There's one more online. Oops, I'm sorry. I left somebody off the testimony line. Okay, let me take a look here. Before we make the motion, I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to make up. Chris Dankmeyer from Kotzebue. We almost came to a vote, and then you showed up, Chris. So if you want to give your testimony, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and sorry for dialing in a little bit late. Yeah, my name is Chris Dankmeyer. I'm a resident of Kotzebue, Alaska resident for 15 years, and I am in support of Senate Bill 101, an act establishing March 12th as Ashley Johnson Bar Day. You know, all Alaskans struggled through that senseless and tragic loss of 10-year-old Ashley Johnson Bar, and throughout all the local, state, and federal response at that time, the local search parties full of volunteers, the candlelight vigils here and across the state, we all mourned together and witnessed an outpouring of love and support to the Johnson Bar family. Before our eyes, we saw the color purple, Ashley's favorite color, gain meaning and become a symbol of strength that we could all wear to show our support to the Johnson Bar family. In our state, we should not and we must not tolerate the high rates of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, the high rates of domestic violence and sexual assaults, or any violent crimes committed against children. As Senator Olson suggested, establishing Ashley Johnson Bar Day brings awareness surrounding violent crimes committed against children and highlights that individuals hold a moral responsibility to make sure Alaska's children are protected. I believe the state has a responsibility to confront these issues head on with an annual statewide reminder to bring all Alaskans together where we can collectively say enough is enough, where we can educate ourselves about preventing violent crimes against children, and we honor Ashley and show our support of all children by wearing the color purple. So just to reiterate, I support Senate Bill 101 and urge the committee to pass Senate Bill 101. And my testimony, I also have a letter of support that's submitted as well.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Chris. So that rounds out the testimony. So I'll close public testimony at this point. And we have a motion ready to go. Senator Kawasaki.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that Senate Bill 101, that's 31LS0752/M, be reported from committee with individual recommendations and the attached zero fiscal note.
Any comments or questions? Without any objection, the bill will move from committee. Thank you, Senator, and thank you, Seth, and appreciate it. We'll take a brief at ease while we sign this up. Back on order and come back into order. The next is House Bill 109. We have Senator Representative Gabrielle Ledoux. No disrespect intended, Representative. your staff. Put yourself on record, introduce your staff, and the bill. Thank you.
Yes, my name is Gabrielle Ledoux. I represent East Anchorage and the Elmendorf portion of J-Bear, and with me is my Chief of Staff, Deneen Tuck, and also in the committee room is Tammy Peralt from the Department of Defense, who was the person who originally talked to me about this bill. So this bill, as I explained last week when I was before this committee, I think it was last week, it allowed pre-registration, it allowed military families which had received their orders to register their children in Alaska schools before they had actually arrived in the state. And why this is important is because sometimes by the time they arrive in the state, the electives have already filled up, courses that are needed for graduation have filled up, charter schools have filled up, so this is why we wanted to do this bill. I think last week we had from the committee, there was a question about average daily attendance, and I believe we provided the committee with what we found out about that.
We did, and we also have a legal memo here that dealt with the issue of residency waiver requirements. It would only impact school districts. That was the question, and the answer came back affirmative on that. Also, the information from the Department of Education Early Development answering the question about the timeline for charter school lotteries, which was also distributed to the members. Thank you. Is there any questions at this point to the sponsor of the bill? Based on some of the questions that we asked, it looks like they're all reasonably well answered. And so, no questions? Will of the committee, you want to move this bill? I think we've. This, you have a motion to move this thing?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that House Bill 109, that's 31 LS0728. K.A. be reported from committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note.
Any objection to moving this bill along? Seeing no objection, looks like 109 is on its way. And so thank you, Representative, very much. We're going to take a brief at ease to sign these papers.
Thank you.
Senate State Affairs Committee back to order. Next up is Senate Bill 169. We have Senator Gary Stevens and his staff here. This deals with Alaska State Council of Arts. Senator, you get to have your opening statement.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A pleasure to be here with you. Thanks for hearing this a second time. My name is Gary Stevens, State Senator, District P. And with me is Tim Lamkin, who's been working on this bill and is the staff on Education Committee. So, Mr. Chairman, this is a bill that came at the request of the Alaska State Council on the Arts. And it really only amends an existing license plate bill. It does not create a new license plate, but it amends the one that we now have and provides the Arts Council with a little additional revenue for their from their supporters for their programs. It also provides the means for possible legal representation from time to time that is consistent with other state agencies. And finally, Mr. Chairman, it holds harmless the private funds the Alaska State Council of the Arts accumulates from the Executive Budget Act. Pretty much, Mr. Chairman, that's the long and short of it.
Thank you, Senator. Just for the committee's information, we do have DMV Interim Director Joanne Olson, and for questions, Andrea Noble, who is with the State Council on the Arts, for questions, and Benjamin Brown, also Chairman of the State Council on the Arts, for questions. I think we have asked the questions previously, and I haven't seen any other questions at this point. Anything left from the committee for the sponsor? This does have another committee referral. It's going to go on up to finance. You guys want to move it along?
I just had a quick question.
Question? Senator Kawasaki?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the last hearing, we heard that the the council may hold these competitions every 4 years. There's going to be a certain number of license plates. And I just wanted to clarify with the DMV that the license plates that are older will still be able to be sold as Arts Council license plates. So there's not like a warehouse of license plates that is suddenly not going to be used after that fourth year.
Mr. Chairman, Joanne Olson, Interim Director for the Division of Motor Vehicles.
Thank you, Joanne.
Through the Chair.
Yes, please continue.
Thank you. DMV will try to sell whatever plates we have left on hand. We monitor the stock before we do orders and kind of estimate how much we need to order before the time runs out.
That's great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And I remember we talked about it before, no stockpiling plates. No questions?
No questions.
Damn, you guys are too easy. Next Thanks. Time I want to take the gavel again. I want to move everything along.
We'll go back to your bill.
Any closing comments, Senator, at this point?
No, thanks so much, Mr. Chairman, for considering it today. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, that's all the testimony that I had here. So what's the will of the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Kawasaki.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that Senate Bill 169 LS 31 LS 1433/U be reported from committee with individual recommendations in the attached fiscal notes.
Any objection to moving the bill? Okay, the bill will move from committee to the next committee referral. We'll take a brief at ease while we sign this up. Thank you. On the record, this is the State Affairs Committee. That will conclude the business for the day. The next meeting will be next week on Tuesday. It won't be this next Thursday, the way I understand it. Enjoy the rest of the week doing other business. That adjourns this committee at, 4:35.